Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our text today is our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 13, where Jesus told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow," and he ends the parable. "Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." And today we talk about sharing the word or sowing the seed. Brothers and sisters in Christ, going and drinking coffee with people in Clarinda or Shenandoah, it's a little different than drinking coffee with people in St. Louis when I lived there. It's not so much the age group. As it turns out, many of the people are still about the same age. But, and it certainly isn't that the coffee is better or worse. What's different is the topic of conversation. In St. Louis, we tended to talk about the Cardinals, or if it wasn't baseball season, perhaps about the Blues and how they were doing. People talked about vacations, and really the only time the weather came up was pretty much if we were going to talk about how it might impact weekend plans. That was the topic of conversation. Well, in Clarinda, weather talk predominates. A lot of weather talk. How much rain we got when it rains? Everyone has to know where it was everywhere. Grain prices are mentioned. They're mentioned so much that one of the older gentlemen that I've drunk coffee with says that it's easy to tell who's retired and who has rented their land out for cash rent, as he had. Because for the first time, he didn't actually know what the price of grain was. He didn't know where that was heading. But it didn't matter. There's talk of planting. There's talk of harvesting. Where growth is good and where it is not. I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about many of the things we talk about. I do a lot of listening in these conversations. I don't even have a rain gauge to add in how much rain the church got. But why the difference in the conversation? Well, you might say that's pretty obvious. It matters whether the people are putting seed in the ground or whether they're not. Around here, a lot of people putting seed in the ground. In St. Louis, not very many. Now, Jesus begins to talk in parables, and he speaks of a man who went out to sow. He talks also of planting and harvesting. He'd fit in at coffee, except what he's really talking about is the word of the kingdom, the word of God that spreads God's kingdom. And really, this is a lot like coffee. We probably only really care about this parable if we're planting or if we are putting seed in the ground. Now, Jesus was sowing. Jesus was sowing seed. Great crowds gathered around, so many that he got in a boat and went slightly off the shore so that they could all hear him better. They could see so he could share that word. And Jesus, as we learned over the past couple weeks, tells us to follow him, to pick up our cross and follow him. Those who follow Christ. Those who follow Christ are people who scatter seed, who speak his word. Now our talk might include weekend plans. It might include vacation. It might include sports. But if we're those who put seed in the ground, if we're not just going to be satisfied with running out of space, letting someone else plant whatever they want to, we're going to talk about the planting. We're going to talk about the rain. We're going to talk about the soil. Jesus does. So do we. That's one thing I want us to remember today. Point one, Jesus disciples the church. We plant God's word. God has called his church, us, that is us, to plant his word. The simple enough point, we knew that already before we came here today. But Jesus spent a lot of time talking about this. Why did he talk about it? Well, the disciples had a problem. And we might sympathize with them. They could have been discouraged. Like some of the people that I drink coffee with sometimes, who when it's been a particularly bad few weeks, perhaps a bad season, say, they're just ready to give it up. But they're done. When the season's not any good. Well, Jesus had been just called Beelzebul and told that he was driving out demons by Beelzebul, by his adversaries. Members of his own family didn't believe. And you might say, if God is coming into the world and sharing his message of salvation, it seems like an odd result, doesn't it? The disciples might have been discouraged. And yet Jesus still preaches. And when the crowds come, he speaks. And he tells us and he tells them that there will still be a harvest, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. That the problems that the disciples would face, the problems that we face, they're not new. The people didn't even understand Jesus. Many thought he preached a new law. Some people who would even have supported him said, oh, he's preaching a new law. The Pharisees. They were all in favor of a new law. In fact, they were opposed to Jesus because they were afraid, partly, that he would try to remove the law. That he did things like heal on the Sabbath. And they thought that would weaken the moral code of the people. He didn't seem strict enough. And when people think that Jesus is nothing other than a new law, now the evil one, the devil, snatches the word away. And that's, as I said, that's been a problem since Jesus' time. It's still a problem today. There are a good number of people who say they don't need to hear anything about Jesus, anything about the word, that they're doing all right. That if there is a God, they've got their own deal worked out with them. They don't need the word of Jesus, and the devil snatches the word away, and the kingdom doesn't come there. There are others who don't see the cost, that they think that they can do this on their own without support. What does that mean? It means they find their support elsewhere. In this day's synagogue, in our day's family, friends, people who might not understand, who might make fun, who might pull away when the word is heard, if the word is accepted. And many in the face of persecution thinking that they could do it on their own and not being connected to the word, to Jesus, to the Spirit, and to his people, turned away. Now, in many places, there's a very serious cost. It could cost your life to follow Jesus. That is true, even today. But even in the U.S., many still want to fit in. They want a different source of support than Jesus and His Word and His Spirit and His people. They want to fit in with their other people more than they want to plant. And the plant is scorched. And the seed dies. In the heat, even of the persecution that we face here. In the last part, we hear a lot. Even among us. That people are too busy to hear God's word. Many don't come to church. They have other things. It's their only day off. There are even those, many who come here, still are thinking about what else are they going to do this weekend. Because after all, there are vacations. There are jobs. There is school. There's planting and harvesting and things to do on the farm that take up so much time. And we keep thinking that the word and hearing the word and sharing the word, we can do that later. That's what people say. The word can wait till later. And the word is choked as the cares of the world grow up around it. And this was a big enough point that we'll call it point two, that God does know. These problems aren't a surprise. God knows about them. But He still says, in the midst of these problems, keep planting the seeds. Keep sharing the word. That He's the one who will provide the growth that someone will hear. That He will, His word does not return to Him empty, like it said in the Old Testament written. He'll provide the growth. He still promises a harvest. So scatter the seed, even if some of it falls on the paths, even if some of it falls on the shallow soil, even if some of it falls among the weeds. Because God says there's still going to be a harvest, 100 or 60 or 30 fold. I won't say ignore the problems, but I will say don't let the problems discourage you from planting the seed. Or as Jesus says, he who has ears, let him hear. And you don't just hear with your ears, you end up hearing with your mind and with your hands just as much. We continue. Third point is, we aren't just those who spread the seed. In fact, maybe the first way we should have looked at it was to say we're also the field. Because all those problems that people have, where they can't hear the word, where they're unfruitful, I can find all of them in my own heart as well. But there are sometimes I don't understand and it's okay, I think I'll just go. That's okay. Well, it's not okay. There are times I think I have other things to do than hear God's word. What do we know? If we remember that we're the field, we can cling to God's word. We can't just say, it's too hard for me, I can't do it. But cling to God's word. And if you say, well, that's kind of hard, and I don't quite get what was being said, but you didn't go to Bible class, if you didn't call a pastor or another person who's mature in the faith and ask them about it, if you're in confirmation class, or even if you've graduated, well, graduated is the wrong word, even if you've been confirmed, nobody's graduated. But you're not going to spend 5 minutes in confirmation, like I tell the confirmation class, in the catechism each day, looking to hear the explanation. Well, as the field, then, you're letting the word be snatched away. And that's not okay. You'll be unfruitful. If you fear being outed as a Christian, so you avoid speaking about the seed, you avoid spending time where people will can see that maybe you're going to be spending time with the Word, if you avoid letting people see that, when the heat comes, you let the Word be scorched. You'll be unfruitful. If you care more about jobs or school or wealth or other cares of the world than hearing the Word of God and sharing the Word of God, you're letting the Word be choked by the cares of the world. You'll be unfruitful. Now, God promises a harvest. So listen to the Word. Hear the Word. Pray for the Spirit that you can understand the Word. Spend time talking about it. Figure out where the rain falls. Figure out how other people are doing, what they have planted and where. And join in. You see, Christ died because it was that important that the kingdom be spread to a sinful world that could not hear on its own. Christ died to take away the sins of the world, that the Spirit would come and explain all things. Christ tells us He does plant the seed. He tells us to plant the seed, and He does. Today, let us be found in Him as He sows the seed in us, as He plants His Word, as He spreads His Word through us to others. Farmer I often drink coffee with. Not so much since COVID, but that I often drank coffee with before. Would say that the bins were full, about when he planted, that they'd be able to make it another year. That he still planted this year's, but that way there'd still be enough so he'd have to empty the bins and fill them up again. That they'd always be able to make it another year. That's how he did it. Because farming is perilous. But the rewards were worth it for him. God doesn't tell us that we need to have our own bins full. He says He's the one who provides the harvest. And He gives a better harvest. He's given His own Son to be planted in the earth and to rise again to new life. And in the same way, He plants His Word in the hearts of men to give them new life. He gave Jesus to spread His kingdom, to say that sins are forgiven, life is restored to a world that needs to hear it. So hear the Word and be fruitful. Spread the Word and reap a harvest. Let God reap a harvest through you. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you always. Amen.